Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jesse Hill. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Brucker. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rusty Peters. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Caster. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Caster. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Boz Berger. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Peet. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Stratton. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Monty Stratton. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker. Moses reaches second base with a double. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney takes first base on ball four. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber bunts towards third. Berger fields it and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to third. Finney moves to second. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Moses scores. Finney scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill bunts towards third. Berger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnson moves to second. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Sewell and he throws it away. That's a double steal and an error. Johnson scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker takes first base on ball four. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Peters reaches second base with a double. Hill scores. Brucker moves to third. It's 4-0, Athletics. Johnny Rigney now pitching. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is walked intentionally. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Caster reaches second base with a double. Brucker scores. Peters scores. Newsom goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, Athletics. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a line drive into right field. Walker picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Walker. Caster scores. Moses moves to second. It's 8-0, Athletics. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Finney is walked intentionally. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-0 in the game. Werber takes first base on ball four. Moses moves to third. Finney moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Krivic is chasing the ball. Johnson rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park grand slam home run. It's 12-0, Athletics. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hill takes first base on ball 4. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Newsom hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Caster strikes out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete strikes out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Renza now catching. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Finney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dykes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Werber for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 6 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is called out on strikes. One out. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-1 in the game. Berger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hill takes first base on ball 4. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hill. The throw from Renza and he is safe. Hill steals second. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brucker bunts towards the mound. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. Hill moves to third. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Peters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hill scores. It's 13-0, Athletics. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Newsom hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Renza settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Caster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peters moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caster fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-1 in the game. Pete takes first base on ball 4. Dykes moves to second. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Finney takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a line drive towards third. Berger catches it and throws to first to double up Finney. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 6 RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Johnson moves to third. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 14-0, Athletics. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 14, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rigney for the out. One out. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berger strikes out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 14, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Peters takes first base on ball 4. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Newsom hits a pop-up towards third. Berger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Caster strikes out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 14, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball towards center. Hill settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Hill. Radcliffe moves to third. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dykes hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Pete strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 14, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks, Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Werber hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 6 RBIs. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 15-0, Athletics. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 15, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza is 0 for 1 in the game. Renza hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 2 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berger hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 15, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Brucker hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Peters hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 15, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 3 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 15, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Caster hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-2 in the game. With 3 walks. Finney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moses moves to third. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moses scores. 2 outs. It's 16-0, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 4-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 home runs. He's got 7 RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Finney moves to second. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Hill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Finney moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Brucker hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 16, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a pop-up towards first. Finney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caster fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caster fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 16, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.